Hi, everyone, and welcome to Conversations, a UCF College of Arts and Humanities podcast, where we interview faculty, artists, students, and community members involved with the UCF College of Arts and Humanities. I'm your host, Madeline Mulford, and I'm a UCF student interning in the College of Arts and Humanities Communications Department. I decided to create this podcast to share the stories behind news, research, and events at the college, and raise awareness for the arts here on campus. Our guest for today's episode is Edmarie Montes, who graduated from UCF with a BFA in acting in 2014. Last year, Edmarie guest directed the Pegasus Playlab workshop for Race to Infinity, which was developed into a full production and performed at UCF Celebrates the Arts 2023. For this year's Pegasus Playlab season, she will be guest directing a full production of Bite Me, which was workshopped at the Orlando Shakes Playfest last year. Bite Me will be performed at Pegasus Playlab on Wednesday, June 14th, at 7:30 p.m. in the UCF Black Box Theater. Well, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's great to hear that you've now guest directed two plays for Pegasus Playlab. And for people who might not be familiar with Pegasus Playlab, would you be able to talk a bit about how it works?
Yeah. So Pegasus Playlab is through the Performing Arts Department with Theater UCF, and essentially what the goal is to develop new works. The search for the next great American play is what the website will say if you go look at the Pegasus Playlab page. But that's the goal, is to be able to develop new works and also to help the growth of the artists that are within the Performing Arts Department as well, and help their professional growth. There's a lot of value in working on a new work and learning how the process goes for a playwright when they're developing their script. And for this process, the playwright is usually in the room with the rehearsal process and going through. And if changes are made, the students are able to see what that process looks like, which is really great. So that's the overall goal, is developing new work and getting it on its feet. There are a couple staged readings that are workshops of these shows. So the shows go through with the purpose of molding and changing throughout the course of it. And then there's a fully staged production as well. So,
yeah, that's really cool. Like, I feel like it's very rare for audiences to, or for rehearsal processes to have the playwright there to be able to give feedback on performances and stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. It's getting the chance to have the playwright in the room is such a gift. I mean, you don't get to have Shakespeare in the room with you, unfortunately, when you're working on Shakespeare piece or so many great playwrights. But having the chance to, if you have a question, and turn and actually ask the playwright the question, and they say, no, yeah, there's no secret meaning behind the red dress. I just liked the color. Or there is a secret meaning behind the color of the dress. That is the color that I would like. Like, being able to ask those questions and dive deep into the psyche of characters too with a playwright is very interesting. It's probably one of my favorite things to do, is getting the chance to work directly with a playwright and to be able to bring their vision clearly through performances and through tech and all of those things. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's great. What I also thought was interesting about Pegasus Playlab is the fact that when audiences go to see those staged workshops and even the full production, they can give feedback to the actors and like the and the tech, right?
Yeah, feedback is so valuable in the process of developing a show, because in the room, everyone in the room can be completely visualizing things and understanding the work in one way. When you put it in front of an audience and then you ask, "What are your thoughts?" then that's when you really try to understand how the work is coming across, because everyone brings their lived experiences to a room whenever they're watching a piece of art or a piece of theater. And in that, their lived experiences influence how they take in what they're watching. So the way that I view a piece is going to be very different from an audience member. So being able to get that feedback is so important, and you learn a lot too. Like, you realize the way that, like, with the show I directed last year, the way that we had spoken about, like, generational trauma and all of those things in the rehearsal room, and how we thought it was being coming across in the show was different than how audience members picked it up. And they had picked it up way more intensely than we did. And we were like, oh, no, yeah, those themes are really prevalent. Cool. So because we had been sitting with it for about 2 weeks, we understood it. We knew it was there. But the audience members that were having fresh eyes on it were able to give us new perspectives. So audience feedback for a new work that's developing is so important and can be a lot of fun. And sometimes can be a little weird as well, because you never know what an audience is going to say. But it's a bit, definitely an important part of developing a new work, for sure.
Yeah, that is, like, really a great advantage, because you can see what audiences like, what audiences don't like, how they perceive certain aspects of the play, and then what they're actually looking for and what they want to see more. And yeah, I feel like that's, like, a huge advantage. Since this is your second time directing a play for Pegasus Play Lab, what do you enjoy about coming to UCF to do that and working with the students?
It's really interesting. What I enjoy is coming back to this place where I got my degree. I definitely was the student running around the halls trying to take in and soak in as much as I possibly could as an acting major. But what I've enjoyed the most about coming back is being able to work with the students and collaborate with the students and kind of help nurture the curiosity to know more. And I'm by no means an expert in any way, but it's really fun to be able to have discussions and to kind of go through the process of directing a show. And if someone asks a question, I can tell them, this is how I personally do things, and this is what I have learned in my time working, and to tell them that it's okay to figure out your own way to do things. This is just how I do it, you know, and kind of helping people find their way of doing things and finding the ways that they fit into this theatrical world and the ways that they can make room for themselves to fit as well, I think is my favorite part. I learn a lot from every production that I work on, and working with students is so great because the curiosity is just there. Like, that's one thing I miss about being a student, is that I was always wanting to know more and do more. And I think that that's so fun. And I learn a lot in the process of working with students. I think I learn just as much as a student can learn throughout the process.
Yeah, that is really interesting. So like last year you worked on Race to Infinity, which was just performed at UCF Celebrates the Arts just about a month ago. And how would you say, like, working on a play like that, which was last year just being workshopped at Pegasus Play Lab, and now doing, like, a full developmental production with Bite Me, how do you feel like that process has been different?
Yeah, it's going to be very different for me personally. Last year I had tested positive for COVID like 2 days before we started rehearsal for Race to Infinity. So
that's horrible.
That rehearsal process started for me on Zoom while everyone was in the room with each other having fun. I was in my home recovering from that. But the process besides that is gonna be different in a couple ways, because with Bite Me, it was a stage reading. So you have music stands and a script in front of you at all times, and you try to get creative with the blocking so, like, the audience is still engaged because there's movement, so people don't get bored, and all of those things are taken into consideration. And there was no way they would get bored because the script was wonderful. But the process is a little bit different too, with now we get to add the fully staged production elements to Bite Me. The actors are fully cast, and I mean, they were fully cast last year as well, but the actors go through the entire process of a full production, so they're expected to learn all of their lines. They'll have to be off book, and they'll get to dive into it a little bit deeper than you do with a stage reading, because with a stage reading, The script can continue to change up until a certain point. And with this process, the script will also still be making changes, but at a certain point, we'll have to lock the script in so that the actors are able to get off book in time for opening. And we've been having, the biggest difference is we've been having production meetings leading up to rehearsal starting. And with the playwright in the room and with all of the designers, we've been able to talk through how to elevate the script, because that's what production, full production does, is take the script and now we put it on its feet and we elevate the text and we're elevating the messages that the playwright's trying to get across. So it's been different in the sense that we've been having to go through and now pick, what is the set design going to look like? What is the room that we've been reading on these pages going to look like? The costume pieces, what are the characters look like? We went through casting and all of that. So it's been a different experience so far because of all of those elements. So I'm excited to get into the room and dive into it as well, because now the choices direction-wise are for a fully staged production. We get to play in the space fully, which is different than in a stage reading. We play a little bit, but we've got the music stands and we've got to make sure that people are able to have their scripts, and we can have a couple of props, but not too many. So with this one, we get to fully dive in with the actors and with the playwright making a couple changes here and there. So I'm excited. The differences are quite a bit, but excited. So
yeah, that sounds definitely like a lot more in depth when it comes to bringing the author's vision to life, like visually and like with sound design and tech and all of that, like blending into like the themes of the play. That sounds really exciting. And speaking about the themes of the play, like, would you be able to talk a little bit about Bite Me, like what it's about?
So Bite Me is essentially a play about these two high school students that meet in a storage closet, and their relationship, like friendship, kind of grows from there. And it's about how that relationship both positively and negatively affects the two of them. One character is very studious, and she's a Black student going to an all-white high school, and she's very studious and she's very all about her academics. And on the flip side, there's a white student, male student, who is got a very intense drug habit for a high school student, and he could care less about his education, and they kind of just meet in this place that they both go to for solitude at different points during the day, but this one day they're there at the same time, and they kind of build a friendship from there, and a weird codependency happens. And so we see that happen. It kind of, I don't want to give too much away, but it kind of implodes on itself, and then we see them deal with the consequences of those feelings and all of the back and forth 10 years later at their high school reunion. So then we meet these characters again in the same storage room, but 10 years after life has happened. And we really see how the choices that we make and the way that we affect people affects people. You know, it's one of those things you don't really think about, how those interactions carry with us throughout the course of our lives. But we see that effect on these two characters, and we see how seeing each other again, all of those feelings, even though it's 10 years later, kind of come back up again, and we see it play out at their high school reunion. So
yeah, that sounds really fascinating. Like, I'm excited just hearing about it. I love plays that are like character driven, and I feel like that's something that, you know, a lot of people can relate to, especially like when it comes to high school and like, you know, how those relationships and people like might have impacted you like many years down the line, but that's not something you think about a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. Relationships are so interesting, like friendships, romantic relationships, relationships between strangers. I think those things are so intriguing to explore, and that's one of the things that drew me, that caught my attention so much with this show. It's that it's all about the two of them. It's a two-hander, so it's just the two actors on stage the entire show.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, it's so you literally watch their relationship with each other just grow, and you watch them argue, and you watch them laugh, and you watch them hang out, and you watch them talk about things out loud, and you're like, oh, okay, that's a little, let's dive deep into that. You probably shouldn't say things like that out loud, right? So it's very interesting. It's very, very, the playwright is Eliana Pipes, and it's such a beautiful look into these characters, and her writing is so intriguing, and just, it really peels back the layers of these people as people, but also the layers that we are, like, we expect to see of them, and like what society wants us to have, like these preconceived notions about characters like this, and just starts to peel back at that. And her writing is so intriguing and so full. So I'm really excited to see it on this feed. I got to direct the stage reading of it for Playfest at the Orlando Shakes in the fall this past year. So I'm really excited to get to revisit this piece in a fully staged capacity, as well as see what changes have come from that production to now. There have been some changes in the script as well, so I'm excited to see how the show has grown and how it'll continue to grow, because it's still kind of ebbing and flowing a little bit. The most of the story is settled in place, but it's still ebbing and flowing, so I'm excited to kind of see what we find in the rehearsal room with this production of it.
Yeah, that must be an interesting experience of, like, first workshopping it and getting to know the characters, and now being able to fully produce it with, like, the costumes and all of, like, the visual elements. That sounds really, really exciting. What would you say are some of the highlights from the rehearsal space of working on Bite Me?
We start rehearsal tomorrow.
Oh.
Yeah. So highlight so far with the product, like, we've been in pre-production meetings and production meetings for about a month now. And the highlight has been truly being able to bring the playwright's vision of what she saw in her head to paper with designs. And now we get to bring it to full fruition, which is exciting. It's the first fully staged production of the show that's happening. So that's been my favorite part, is being able to speak with the playwright about what it is that she wants to see. The focus, we want the focus to be on the actors and on the character work, but we also want the room itself to be a character, because the entire play takes place in this, like, storage closet in a high school, which is like a what? But when you think about it, in the script, there's so much detail about the room, and the room itself is a character that we watch the two main characters grow in, and then we see the same space 10 years later. And so there's been a lot of discussion about why this space, why do they find comfort in it, and why do people in general find comfort in these spaces, and like that familiarity, and like when the audience walks in, we want them to get the sense that they know, that they recognize this space. I feel like everybody had one of these rooms in their high school that just existed, and that if you had the keys to this room, you would just go sit in this room and probably skip class in this room on occasion. Not that I ever did, mother. So it's one of those things where it's been that's been my favorite part so far, is getting to build the world of the play. So now when we go into rehearsal, we're going to be virtually rehearsing for the first 2 days so that the playwright can be literally in the room at that point in time. But when we go fully in the room next week, the world of the play is kind of set. And so now we'll be able to focus on finding the characters within that space, which is exciting. There's no like mystery of how much room do I have to go this way or this way, and what's actually in here with us. We already kind of know what those things are for the actors. It's been exciting to build the world of a play from a ground up. That's one of my favorite things about staging a new show, is you kind of get to create what you want and what the playwright wants, which is fun.
Yeah, that is like, I like how you talked about like how everyone has that kind of space, And I feel like with those characters specifically, like it seems like almost like a space where they can be free from like society's expectations and like just be who they really are almost.
Yeah.
That sounds really, yeah, interesting. And I'm excited to see how like the characters interact with that space as well. Like how, why would you encourage people to come and see Bite Me and or just go to Pegasus Play Lab in general?
New work. I come see Bite Me, go see any of the workshops. I think the opportunity to see new work is so important because we're watching art be created in real time, and we're literally watching like the next great American play could be created within any of these plays, which is, I think, the most exciting thing. Is I feel like most theater schools or theater institutions will always go back and refer back to the classics, right? And I think they're all great. All of those things, I've learned so much. I'm love Shakespeare. And I have the classics that I go back and read often. But the wonderful thing about new works is that new work is a reflection of our society. Just like Shakespeare's works were commentary on what was happening in his time, all of the new works that are coming out and being written now by these wonderful playwrights, it's all commentary on what's going on now. And it's all very relevant. And I think it's so important to be able to see things through the lens of art, because art is a lie that tells the truth. I can never remember who said that quote first, so I did not say that originally.
I think it might have been like Camus or something.
I think now I feel bad for not looking it up before. Was it Picasso?
It's true. It's true, no matter who said it.
Anyway, the original iteration of that quote, the overall meaning is that art imitates life, right? Art is a lie, right? It's fictional, usually. And it exposes the truth. There's truth behind everything that is being told, right? The themes in Bite Me, there's a lot of layers there. There's a lot of thematic elements that are there that are explored throughout the course of the play, but it's a fictional story being told by these two characters. And new works are doing just that. It's art that is commentary on society, and I think it's always important. Art is like a digestible form of the truth, and it makes people listen, because if it captures your attention and it enraptures you, and then you're sitting there and you're listening to these messages and you're listening to it, and it provides thought. And then that thought carries forward into everyday life. And that's how change happens. So that's why people should go and see new work, period. And especially Pegasus Play Lab, because the opportunity to see the work that these students are doing is so exciting. I always tell people that I'm really old. I'm not that old, but I was just at this school a couple years ago. But it's already, I'm excited to see what the classes that are coming up can create. And I think it's always so important to stay relevant and always remember that your point of view is not the only one. So these new stories being told need to be heard, and an audience is what gets those things out there. So Pegasus Play Lab is great. It's a great forum for new playwrights. It's a great forum for these students. And it's something that we didn't have while I was here just a couple years ago. And so it's so exciting to be exposing people to new works, because we were wanting to do that while I was here. So it's so exciting that it's something that's happening now. So audiences should definitely come to Pegasus Play Lab and see any of the workshops that are happening, because not everyone gets the opportunity to have new works in their areas. So it's definitely a privilege that we have that, and that we're exposed to it, and that we have the opportunity to showcase these artists in this way.
Yeah, I mean, you made some really beautiful points. And I 100% agree. Like, I feel like that's something that UCF has been good at, is like showing plays that are reflective of like our world today and current issues in society, but also like how you deal with these universal truths in like our current world. And like some classic works can't really give you that. And yeah, thank you for saying that. Like, I'm really excited to go see Pegasus Playlab, all of the workshops, and Bite Me. And yeah, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me. It's been fun.
Thanks to everyone for tuning into this episode of Conversations, a UCF College of Arts and Humanities podcast. Today, I interviewed Edmarie Montes, a UCF theater alumnus who has been involved in directing plays for Pegasus Playlab for the last 2 years. This year, she's directing a full production of Bite Me, which will be performed on Wednesday, June 14th at the UCF Black Box.